This is July 20th, 1983, and we're at the gravesite of Joe Sun's mother.
Wasi tak nenek maknik tera tak menguti sungat nang tera ni icu kalau tengah dua kati gaptok pipi rakak sahu mukloni tak mani upin ribik sah bukti ni anak dilegang tak munga inyut kanitut it nahone. Wasi ujone itra mago direk umawa na pulan ngom umakto ripta mamang inyugwa eje rekatap ko kibugan nurwingon tarunga si wan na yoklugo tapko tematamane meme ketiko aktawi suramite fospatangane metamane Terane na jubi kira kahlo teru unik juga ulak tami. Terata na aku ne sak nek tau kata kono pinrak sebab cun sama umane na pakutangane 14 ngok nek ma.
14.
Cun 14 meter nutkak nek sok mama kata mana. Ubahse nutkak tau mago manima picau pinjane. Pelak riba mu pendekat, ilisiman negat, kiliak negat, juga kanu umu kiliak palukane, puyok paluka unni teman. Tet penyak ngawasiu lak luit, tema nak ipayau lalak to nak lugu, ter syagak lugu, ungawanu syagak si magatuwa, ter uga tak nasek dikicik put umu. Tamat ko nga pinyak tam ukaktok titi karma ang ayokaka kanupak pisilangag pisuklugu watarungaw tiligi yuta piyati tarawa kolego talo napakutangalo napasugakala ako nasit wamarumani ukimi 1983 me uwa Julai, pihut tuwe Julai ugluk, suwem nyata.
July 20.
Ya, July 20 me uwa tamanek sertut, uwa kuyarunga tema makperane, tu sagi siwalu kesi taman nukati gila neme imo bunga pihre salak paluk tunga taban. Terunga glanu woka roksung.
Okay, he said there him and his family were spring camping at Gug Rock. It's the time when they heard that his mother was really sick. It was middle part of May. So he traveled to that spring camp where they were, his mom and dad.
Oh yeah, where were we first started?
Yeah. He went there and when he got there she was really sick already. But then she started telling him that he should go back to his family at Gug Rock because his wife was about to have a baby, probably in July or somewhere around there. So he went back. But when he got there, she started mentioning his mother's name, Mary Blackley, Ma?
Mary Ward,
Napoleon's mother. So he went up to Shangnak to get her and her son, this Napoleon. So they went there and stayed with him till she died. And then there were some people living down at Black River, probably down that way, hunting for muskrats and camping same time. Maybe it was him that went walking down that way to tell them that she died. Talani inyo chit luting? Talani inyo kahone? Yeah, there people were spring camping by Pkimbim Akunik, which is back there somewhere. So they went. Yeah, so they went there to tell them that Mrs. Sun died. And so they probably walked down there. And there were a whole bunch of them bringing her back, walking that way to where she's graved here.
All from the spring camp.
Yeah, in the year of June 14, 1935.
Now we're at the winter camp where Joe's son grew up when he was a young boy until he was about 12 or 14 years old.
Four years old, Rumatasamatamani. Ukeman, Teretarungu gave Shagotigati, Negatigo to Wakal Rimaslarago, Rakungamiki, Uramigla, the money. Tasamasi, Teretab Rumani, to permit if ruling metering you walk Rumatasanisanya who keep Luta, Tasamatamonga, 14 years old, Taslunga. Teretaranita natamna in the yigput. Tem yaptok Papa, Mamanga Shinyana, Terilagiragiput, Temanitaranit Katakale Katakapta Unashule, Kishirak, Anguachorak, Tamaratapko, Ilagiragibut, Teranit, Temanikaura, Kaura Katakama. On the Rama, to the Chang in Yangat Nick, Tilang Muk, Terija Kahota, Shuluwanga, and in our Pam Nick and Ramik, Papa, Irninganik, Lamigogla, to Wakatekangar Mirninganik, the Mazatarani, in your Matatapko, in your Narahoting, the Matau to Warigitka, to Kruglu, and in our Sulipani Kaluga Koraga, there a tapco in your narrator, tapco litera, there an in your narratakama, the Mata Nakauna Giplunga, the Milanganga Laruka Larigat Lamitera, the Maglanga Larung Nakama Pishut Narigat, that the Chinik Liver, the money, she will lack a lunga, there a Ranisanya who keyed to it. Temani upin raksak manasi teche teche ngo kuwa chamun nurutip luta tara temani peka hota tema kabunga ori yalgi chaktu tema shuala okopta sama tamna ukoto giski chok anga yokangma ori rakakubay chengok tema utlalgi chuptigo sama kunisunga katagla. Terawa tak natara tamanik sekama takanani nama every fall tikit cari kita tamna angayokang ma pisuwak tau ngamik inyo nerwek temani tak nito wa temi yugi lokani tak nito naktok angayokami inyo nerwek ilokan tema tikit jagulego nagariga ilat nemi. Wanga wata nahlunga tikit chari giga tamna. Every fall tere tikit chari giga. Kurakto ka ahlunga takanunga kama. Temasa ngayoka kato tu rakta ahlunga inyo nerhak tere ni. Wanga lo inyo gokne yung nerhe ka temnya. Itkagip lo tamani. Wa
We're now at a place where Joe has been lived at the winter camp. He's been living in this place since 1904. He was about 4 years old then. So he lived here with his parents, his sisters and his brothers and his uncles. Two elderly persons that he knew of, Gisirak and one other person's name I forgot. Anyway, he lived with these people here with his parents. And he lived with his parents here without going any other place or to other people till he was 14 years old. Okay, he talked so fast I forgot what he said. Anyway, they moved here from the spring camp that we were before a while ago, where his mother died. Then they moved here for the winter. And come summertime, they went upriver to a place named Gutjak for summer camping again and fishing. He says every fall he comes here and go to this old winter place here, winter camp. He never misses it. He goes here every year.
Still comes here now?
Still comes here now till to this date. I think that's all he said.
That finishes the taping for today. This is July 22nd, 1983, and we're above Shungnak at the place where Joe used to have a fall camp.
They used to live summertime a little further up like this, and they have all the fish racks, those storages for fishes and all kinds of stuff for using in the camp summertime over there. So maybe we'll stop by later with his parents.
Vasilangani atotigalan kesek matigut tataga pi vaslakuni pipman kakekahonang ilakami manisulin nunami pisuhuni piraktok taimani. Uvasiang ijagalan ritme sikut lek matigut. Tak nasekagala kapta. Uva ubunga uva not kanggabik tenun. Ibru liga uriligi yoni tatabut. Ukaakme sikut lek matigut. Tarani taul lagak tigut. Marjuma kogum. Payangak ngak ninganu nagla. Payangak manasi tasamunga. Tässä mukivi kaapit nukuta kuvraktoa kotigalu.
Yeah, okay. So they have their summer camp just like this. And when the ice start coming in, when they can't travel further, they stop right here to this place.
Oh, okay.
And so stay for and stay here. Yeah. And stay right here till the ice firms up. and they traveled down to where we were the last time their winter camp, down below Shangnak. Eh?
Ubasi lang ang isuli, tasamanit kalakap ta, ublok to si man, tasungan nurutin lako ta, mani, anawot, Nika cek tu ralago kono suplu ni pipman, tasha mak gasulin nu tak tu tuhunga ublok tu pipman, duksi mau ralang inya kota, tapi masih nika cek tu alakman tasha mengutil gitu ta.
In almost towards springtime, their mother likes to snare, so at that time they move back right here and stay for a while again. For her to snare for a while and then go back down to their winter camp. Jump here again.
We got net that now milkishit luta. Kilosikone una, if really got the ramo pizik shakto honegla pinyahone. Kit mitaramunga. Iglasut nanut pak silgit mata. Pizik shakto ralgit nyama. Tasamata mane. Et yang uklunga suklunga te kung muna lat kakte kama pinyasuit iglorot apkosangan dikter nesit atau siglana ke milgit ke mekpora penik tera wasikil waksak tura kamek silek seklunga tera angga yokaka tak nokak begigika Iglat apkosak ternesit atau sekpora lana kek milgit. Pinyayauk ni kek me uk pinyik tasama nekau na pake manek sokit na kek nokak tunga.
Yeah, okay. So at that time about maybe 1908 when he was 8 years old, those three first reindeers, they were bringing them down to our Changnak and they were almost passing already. Three teams, you know, they have sleds and people. Oh, yeah. And one of them had antlers. And he was telling his parents, he was scared. He ran back to his parents and tell them that one of those big dogs had huge willow things on his head. And his parents really start laughing. When the dog started barking, he run down and saw these three reindeers with people behind them. In the sled.
Tara tamna ta nukoti higa tara ni ukeakme sikkutil gij matigut tara ni irrutillal gij matigut tabruma tasamma shivone tara tegaen raktunga tara ni tegaak sise sunga nanigaimik nampo wanguramik ayatlasi apko tara tegaen raktunga tara niwa.
So Mnyatirar Nalar with mink.
Weasel.
Weasel. He caught his first weasel at one of those times right here. He first time set up his trap and caught his first one.
Papa Nishamma Mani Kikshara Tittat. That Papunga Nagirrakshama. Papunga. Tegam Nibit Mago. Nanegar rakshit kat nganga yokagma. Ubahe ublage lokat tare takuragi giga. Tataga orlal git jono ublame temma terakshit imnu kalak tit nganga. Temma it kocir nyer loral lokama. Tat pabunga. Terakhir gitu, kan itu tak tu. Tangan mungak sahlu nga, ama semua gamenya tu salah kata akhir tu. Ama kalau lala kata tam. Terakhir ma ina alat kakapku, soinya, so tanggurang aku tak nampilah selugu. Umarak to kusungat na ko tata di wingak ter nera. Tat nasak tara tako apko iksil iksik lunga anam nun utek sak tu rak silik itung ana ase to ko chak ta khlu
when he first caught his weasel his dad went out first of all in the morning before he even go check his trap and then when his father went through there the weasel was still alive so he just hang it up by his trap leaving it alive like that so when he was going towards his trap he heard something you know making noises and that weasel was still alive hanging upside down so he got scared and go back to his mom and his mom had to go with him and kill it he said it was someplace back here
tara tam tamarale ni go na kamata ne let ko sega tara wa tarunga loka go naktut uwan
eh that's it for this area right now
now we've moved on to the place where Joe and his family had their summer camp a little further up river
tara tama ni go na kama anga yokang ma ori ve cheng no no wa to lo til gi cha ti gut tara tara ni kha nyak ta ma ni ori ra ne sha go nga yok ka ila kha khoti ga lan mal go gi ka ta ne ke tun ga ge ni gi lang ani la kha gak tu ta na ta ma ni nyu chi lo ka tik ta ni ne sut kap shi chu ka ar nat ka tip lu ting kubrak ta na katu tip lu ko kak tu tik sak ta na pira na sa ta ma ni yu na kap ta
e this is where they used to live when he was small with his mother and father and some other families too one family would have their seining net and bunch of women maybe four or three or four would camp together so there were other families too living here with them summertime
te mani tere tata mani tara na rira apta tamara kaktu tik kaktu tikangat te mak ngak ta pemik amak kamik kupremik kaktu semik ila kakta kuprangat tara ni wa tara ta na cemik tara ni it kata kapta te mani tau tu kaktu nga amak kamik mak nga kuup sinyal ni jamme ga hoting te mase kip rip yu ke jak lu tara kak tu mun ni jagi ragi ga te mani
at that time their seining nets were made from willow barks and they twine it together with this with the twine you know mix it together and, yeah from the roots from the river banks they get the roots and twine it with that twine and that's how they make their nets he caught those nets when they were living here seeing them
taratara ni ta na kapshi chuka arnat ori aming she yunun panne korakange ta na kallege shittage ya jata uchimun abgur leche tarama dat me tap kununga upanile anga yokangma shokot nangik nun ta na katit tarige wase temu kerme tera kalung na goi gakse aming tap ko sheyut tunotigun una talogut pisungat nagit tunogo nang makte gakige irak turok rai chamik taku nappangi nyakta nin gohore ta na pega gige te mari abi gakship lugi tar nganit lugi kalage shit lugi tamong shilam
and when they're gathering their fish summertime all the time they were here they store them in one big cache like his father's cache without dividing them right away So at the end of the fishing season, they open the backside of the storage, not through the front entrance. They open the backside about so wide and start dividing their catch.
Abinganigatak matigik tara, anali piksao tini kinyomun, tarungi shikakige, tamat kaulaisi piksao tilgi tara, temale piksao titik tara ulati rakige, taku ufungan dekautikut laichut, ikerip lutingagla pabunga, ikerganut kakit luwit pirakige.
Yeah, and when they're all divided up, his mother puts back her share into that storage, and the others take theirs away to build a little cache someplace and leave them for the winter.
Tam na tara te mananga yokang ma ori ve nyarip lugo kalung nar ve khunilo sule Allah sura ve nyu ve khune ova onna tamari lokane asaino tat pamati kinyak tok tak nak lugo una ori ve chen nagiga gasi sinyar ve khunilo pipman Wadah nak lu dari nikajar nikangak temani pisuak tau ngamik.
His parents used to say this is the best place, one of their best places, because there's berry picking areas like this way, that way, and a little further down where we stopped a while ago. So that's why they stay here every summer. There's a lot of fishing berries that you can get from this area.
There are lots of nerve begin you get to over. Ukai sakman kik minyak baca kahon di sule uba kik minyak baca tulanganun uba ngajak kupda kiba kibungi waksa kone kama uba tat kamu ngasule tulagar nak tu uba ngaulah kupda.
Yeah, there's another comes fall time they went grandberry berry picking and they go a little further up. That's where we're going. Next stop, he's going to show us where they go pick cranberries. That's it.
Now we've moved a little further up river to where Joseon's family used to come berry picking by the sawmill.
Kik minyak na kami ngukai sakman watu lakangat nutu lakuta tamno koti giralang nel gitu ya tumi cawra kaktok sama tat pinyunga pinya kukukam pinyunga tat pinyunga mayohone kangan di tat ponga kik minyak aktut tat pinyunga
we stopped to a place where they leave their boats to go walk back for grandberry picking. There's still a pathway going back to those hills where you can go up there and pick cranberries.
That pong yo kasi kik minyak sip yo kik that pong ma ang ilakaw rutlay che ana kik minyak nirakap da that pichunga tasamur gilis kangyat nun pinging naksok lugit ukiak pa nirak sip lugit. Tak nak pergi ke?
Sunik deh pok lugi.
Kalau begini kami terus, tak nak pok lugi pergi ke teman?
When his mother picks cranberries, she just leave them behind back there to like this birch tree here. She would probably lay them around there somewhere and put some stuff over them so that maybe mouse or some other animals won't get at them. They use birch bark, big birch bark basket-like things to store their berries in.
Sulu tinig lupok toh lukit piragigay kik minyan maka kakalat lechit. Tatna tatponga sisinya kami ngagla syabes khanik pok toh lukit pik lechit.
They even box them maybe in blazo boxes are what they used to use, those wooden boxes. So that's what they used to at that time, but they don't use tin. I mean, you know, aluminum or whatever, because it's not good. They use other boxes too.
That picture looks on there, but I get to go to the foot of the top coat. We look right at top coat. They use that to work sugar or the doctor.
those hills, these hills, this hilly area here, you call it Kuvirsugorit. Kuvirsugorit.
Must be all this up in
here. Yeah, must be.
Did you write that name in there?
These are hills there.
Yeah, those are those hills back up there.
Kuvak sugara ni ku patai yutat ukati ginari ya temani pering ilran itna puh samik sumik piran ritcho tepcho kero teik nyut yutingun ni pi amik nuna ni wak lugu ibing ni gasi ilogak lugu nat kalu sanegalu manna tak nekimu nasisi raga nesut Kuvak sukkilak lugu tak nanu namun tak nasi mati okak lugu cangurallak lugu dari tamna atikau tigigat kuvak sugore titnau tigigat.
Before they have containers to store their berries long time ago, they dig into the ground and line it with grass, and that's how they used to store their cranberries long ago. Line it with grass, cover them with grass, and then put ground over them again. That's why they call it Kuvirsugorit. You call that place you dig Kuvirsuwak.
When he was talking about the little hills, then was he talking about these that are right near and back of that?
Yeah, these
area?
With trees and
birds. Real close.
Not the mountains.
Yeah, that must be right in there.
Yeah.
I thought that was too far away.
Mm-hmm. I think these are mountains back here. Tarakanuvalu. Comes winter time, they start getting their berries, what they stored back there, to bring them home. That's it.
It's August 5th, 1983, and we're near Ipnaiarolik, by the rock that the people a long time ago used to butcher sheep on, here near Shungnak.
Okay, Eater.
Uvlavak, Mongova. Inya kanu nak kerap teknik pesuk tol lah kita. Tepjo, temani, ibnar nyara nasiat. Tarunga ibnar rawling nun alak tak tanik. Aluk vekahon New York tanya ibnar rawling temani.
Yeah, we just walked a few distance down river from Shungnak, and we're at a place at a rock where they used to butcher their sheep, but it used to be a little further upriver, just a few distance over there, and there used to be a place where the sheep go lick this what kind of water would you call it? Salty water, and that's where they would kill their sheep there. Which they call Ipnaiarolik. It's Ipnaiarulik.
What have you? Ipnaiarulik tau terani, tapi rumah Ipnaiarulik tu punya kilo sugru orang ni, katu naik cawam ikut way cakar nasiat, tapi punya si kukuhnya kuting, tapi ang mabalung nasiun nikte si kukuhnya kuting galu, tapi ikut kami galak tu kranik pak gini nyat kak tu kranik negi kami. Therapy,
mm. little further back from this Narolik hill, towards the tundra, there's a little hill where they wait for these sheep, and while they're waiting, they make their arrowheads out of flintstone. He says they can find old arrowheads back there sometimes.
The Marib Night Allah Hutting, Apkosa Hutting, Tarunga Tasama, Alubika Mignunat Kakmata, Tarakin Yunga Kliwit, Ipnak, Ipnak Hutik, Anutunim Mata, Inuga Pagrout like Palutut Allah Doctor, Ianga Name Vakani, Pene, Inuga Lapahutig Lalla Lawakut, Alubiwana, Alubigit Nagarigat, Ipnak Alubai Changet, Nunami Samak Namaki Yaktak, Tatna Ikanusakta Imak, Isoaktova.
As they're waiting for the sheep there, there's not many, you know, that goes down to lick from this particular water. There would be maybe 5, 6 or something like that. And then when they go down there to this spot to lick this, he says it's water that seeps from the ground, you know. It's different color water. So when they come down here to lick this water, they kill them right there. Goes down from that little hill and shoot them there.
If they are coming, Tarani, Aluwing me, they are coming. Tarani Tokuwane, Pilat Lanyi Kangit, Taratabrumi Yarakpom, was an accepted need to a Yarakpok. Tabruma Tarakanganun, not Maktahlugitatna, Tabruma Kalhanyangani. Shakumitak Negat, the Marin Nunamun Mongil Yalak Negitarak Nanat Meet Rukhluj or Lord Rulgitluj.
And when they kill sheep right there in that area, they just don't start cutting them up right away on the ground. They pack them to on top this rock, which we're looking at right now, and butcher them there. And when they're all done butchering them, they don't put them down to the ground. They get the meat ready for their backpacks right there on top of the rock and just take them away from there without ever putting them on the ground.
There are what that Nasegono Viago, what Totuk. Well, Tarani Lana Kupira Hota Uvatat Paco, Ingrid Paco, Kiluptitne, Ipnakaron, so the way you go lot at Mingalo, that Pak Ipnaks, Ipnaks, Saukala, Richok, Pak Maglip, Nak and Richok.
Those mountains close by us that are visible from our village used to have sheep at that time, and when I was a young man, he says, and but now, there's no more sheep back there.
There are tam rooming a young big cock to go to Waglan on the yard. There are many wang in your own matron in Rexok in Rexok. A papa galapigir alligate miniriga, a young actor in Rexok. There are many pecaratacapco, there are matana, angirak. Kanga kawe lak tok mi yone ogu lak matu ni churak it ne ne rekso ne pakma to kaok pagi yone tako.
This rock, when I come around here when I was younger, it used to be the top used to be red color, probably from the blood. He said now it's even getting smaller, probably off the ice breaks or something. But it's an old rock, maybe 200-300 years old.
There are what that nasek. O kota rumati ke lugo kota yera lafshaga lugo o watiki chikput
That's the reason why we went to this place, to this particular place where the rock is, to tell about it, a little more about it. So that's all.